Let me tell you about Lex. Lex is brilliant. She has an uncanny ability to identify every single bird that graces the feeder on my balcony. She knows the very best recipe for cinnamon pull-apart bread, aka monkey bread. When I am blanking on a word that I want to use, she supplies it without hesitation. When I need step-by-step instructions for how to turn off mirroring notifications from my iPhone to my computer because I'm about to lose my mind, she is right there helping restore my sanity. She is a thought partner, an idea generator, and she's absolutely fallible because Lex is AI. So you may be asking yourself, or me, why did I name her? Well, because the minute you name something, you stop treating it like an oracle. You start to treat it like a collaborator. And collaborators aren't perfect knowledge. They are smart, they're helpful, they're fast. They also have blind spots, biases, and occasionally spectacular hallucinations. Lex has had quite a few. Lex may be my thought partner, but here's the deal. If I don't challenge her, she will often give me what she thinks I want to hear. Sometimes that's because I'm right. And of course, I do like to be right. But sometimes it's simply because it's what I want to hear. That's not a glitch. That's exactly how pattern systems work, human or machine. If I anchor the question, she will anchor with me. If I imply a conclusion, she will often reinforce it. If I frame something as, say, fundamentally changed, she will explore how it is fundamentally changed. Welcome to the Unknown Notes, where intuition meets tradecraft. I'm Dr. Angela Lewis, and this is a space for people who think for a living, intelligence professionals, leaders, and decision makers navigating complexity, uncertainty, and imperfect information in a fast-paced world. Each week, we'll explore how intuition, bias, and judgment shape the way that we make sense of complexity and how to get better at it. Today's episode is about artificial intelligence, the helpful, articulate, occasionally overconfident intern who never sleeps and truly never understands the consequences of being wrong. But as always on this show, it's not really about the tool. It's about the mind using it. And I learned that lesson in a moment when Lex didn't give me a bad answer. She gave me a faithful one to a flawed question. So I once asked Lex how his AI fundamentally changed the role of the analyst. She gave me a beautiful answer. Coherent, structured, persuasive. She laid out how analysts are now curators instead of producers and validators instead of drafters. It sounded right at first. But the more I thought about her response, the more I realized that analysts have always been curators and they've always been producers. They've always been validators. They've always been drafters. The problem wasn't Lex. The problem was, baked into my question, was an assumption that the fundamental role of the analyst had, in fact, changed. And she didn't challenge it because I didn't challenge it, because I didn't ask her to. To be clear, the fundamental role of the analyst has not changed. Intelligence professionals and the systems that support them still stand between raw data and consequential decisions. They still make meaning from noise. They still add context, judgment, and calibrated uncertainty. What has changed is the scope, the speed, and the tooling. But the core, the meaning-making under uncertainty, that really hasn't changed at all. Lex didn't push back because large language models don't interrogate your premises unless you explicitly ask them to. If I don't examine my baked-in assumptions, she will scale them. That's not her failure. That's mine. Now, ultimately, Lex shifted gears. After I kept pushing back, she adjusted, picking up on the fact that my underlying prompt was shifting. And ultimately, as a thought partner, she helped me refine my conclusion. But that only happened because I actively engaged with her outputs rather than accepting them as gospel. So here's the truth. AI can now draft reports, summarize intelligence, generate risk assessment, and propose strategic options faster than most humans. It sounds fluent, it sounds confident, it sounds authoritative. And none of that means it understands a single thing that it just wrote. The algorithm is not your analyst, but it's also not your strategist, it's not your risk owner, and it's not your accountable decision maker. It doesn't calibrate risks, it doesn't read a room, It doesn't worry about being wrong in front of a CEO. It predicts patterns. Humans still own the consequences. So whether you're the analyst writing the assessment, the manager approving it, or the executive acting on it, judgment is still yours. And if that makes you slightly uneasy, that's a good thing. It means that you still understand the stakes. So generative AI is a probabilistic pattern engine. It predicts what words are likely to come next. It mirrors its training data. It doesn't reason. It doesn't own risk. It does not dissent on its own initiative. And it does not understand your organization's risk appetite, political constraints, or strategic intent. And because it sounds fluent, we often mistake it for wise. But confidence is not competence. It's just really good syntax. And here's where we really need to maybe gently dismantle a myth. There's a temptation to treat AI as if it's objective truth. After all, it's been trained on massive amounts of data. It synthesizes across perspectives, and it doesn't have emotions. But let's be clear, training data is human data. And human data contains human bias. Cultural bias, historical bias, power bias, language bias, selection bias. AI doesn't float above that ecosystem. It's built from it. And this is where I want to connect back to something we've talked about before. Bias is not inherently bad. Bias is how cognition works. It's how we simplify complexity. It's how we make sense of the world. The danger isn't the bias. The danger is, as I've said before, unexamined bias. And when we call something AI generated, there's a subtle psychological move where we assume neutrality, we assume objectivity, we assume distance from human messiness. But AI is not post-human cognition. It is patterned human cognition at scale. If we forget that, we don't eliminate bias, we start to industrialize it. So on that note, let's talk about some of the places where Lex struggles. Lex is terrible at citations. I once asked her to shift a set of endnotes into APA format. What came back looked polished until I realized that half of the page numbers were wrong. One of the journal titles didn't exist. She also juxtaposed names and made up erroneous data where things might have been missing. She once told me about a book that I was dying to read. It had a really compelling summary, super sharp thesis. She even gave me an ISBN number when I asked for it. And it was all completely fictional. She's also not great at saying, I don't know. Instead, she'll often give you the most statistically likely answer, whether it's correct or not. And if you ask her for confidence levels, she'll deliver them with impressive composure. Not that they are meaningful at all. Now, does that mean that Lex is terrible and I should never use her? Well, not at all. It means that I have to understand what she is and what she isn't. She is excellent at synthesis. She's fast at generating structured drafts. She's phenomenal at helping me think through alternative framings. She is not a fact checker. She is not a source validator. She is not a domain expert with lived accountability. She does not feel the consequences of being wrong. And that's key. When I step outside of her wheelhouse, when I start to treat probabilistic fluency as verified truth, that's not a technical error. That is a human one. AI doesn't hallucinate because it's malicious. It hallucinates because its job is to produce plausible language. If we forget that, we don't just risk being wrong. We risk being confidently wrong. And in intelligence or leadership, that distinction matters. So here's where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. AI doesn't replace analysts, it doesn't replace strategy sessions, and it definitely doesn't replace accountable decision-making. But it will expose weaknesses. If your value was summarizing, that can now be automated. If your value was maybe surface pattern recognition, that is now augmented. If your value was simply being the person who knows the most data, well, that moat is shrinking. So what remains? Judgment. And judgment just became more critical. So there's a new onus on intelligence professionals and on leaders. You are now responsible not only for your own cognitive blind spots, but also for the machines. Whether you're drafting the assessment, approving the assessment, or acting on the assessment, So that means you have to have prompt discipline, premise interrogation, data provenance. You need to know where the data came from, validation layering, cross-checking outputs against independent sources, actively asking, what assumptions did I smuggle into this question? And being willing to say, this sounds coherent, but is it actually calibrated? For leaders, it also means governance. And here's why this matters at the executive level. If an AI-generated assessment subtly embeds an unexamined assumption, and that assumption shapes a strategic choice, the organization doesn't experience a model error, it experiences a business consequence, a reputational hit, a regulatory exposure, a missed opportunity. The machine doesn't absorb that cost, the organization does. AI reduces friction, and when friction drops, discipline has to rise, because speed doesn't just amplify insight, it amplifies error. Used well, AI is a phenomenal sparring partner. It can generate alternative hypotheses you might not have considered. It can stress test your assumptions in seconds. It can surface second and third order effects. It can identify patterns across volumes of data that no single human could read in a week. It can also break fixation when you're stuck on a single framing. In other words, it accelerates your synthesis. And that matters because if we think about the role of an analyst at its core, it has always been to help leaders expand the bounds of their bounded rationality. Bounded rationality is a concept developed by Nobel Prize-winning economist and political scientist Herbert Simon. Bounded rationality is simply this: humans don't make decisions with perfect information, unlimited time, or infinite cognitive bandwidth. We decide within constraints: time constraints, information constraints, attention constraints, emotional constraints, organizational constraints. Because of those limits, we do not optimize. We satisfice. We choose the options that are good enough under the circumstances. That's not a flaw. That's how human cognition works. And the role of intelligence at its best is to help leaders stretch those limits, not to eliminate them, but to stretch them. Simon's insight is foundational because it reminds us that intelligence exists not to create perfect decisions, but to improve imperfect ones. Leaders operate under time pressure and cognitive constraints, information overload, competing priorities, incomplete visibility, political and reputational risk, and the analyst's job is not just to provide information, it's to widen that decision space, to surface more options, to clarify trade-offs, to illuminate risk, to distinguish signal from noise. The intelligence professional's job is not just to provide information, it is to expand the quality of judgment available within those bounded conditions. Intelligence does not remove the bounds, but it does change the terrain within them. And AI can help to do that at scale. More data synthesized, more potential pathways identified, more scenarios generated, more red team questions surfaced in seconds instead of days, which means leaders can test more scenarios before committing capital, policy, or reputation. That's not trivial, that's powerful. But there is a nuance. AI can expand the option set, but it cannot decide which options matter. It can widen the aperture, but it cannot determine which trade-offs align with strategic intent. It can generate possibilities, but it cannot exercise judgment. So yes, it is a tireless intern, a very fast one, a very articulate one, a slightly overconfident one, and like any intern, it needs supervision because expanding the bounds of rationality is not the same thing as replacing it. The human role isn't shrinking, it's shifting upward toward calibration, prioritization, and consequence ownership. So as I said before, the algorithm is not your analyst. It's not your replacement, it's not your enemy, it's not your savior. It is a tool that magnifies whatever discipline you bring to it. If you're sloppy, it will scale your sloppiness. If you're rigorous, it will accelerate your rigor. The future of intelligence isn't human or AI. It's human judgment, augmented, audited, and accountable. AI can tell you what is likely, but it cannot tell you what is wise. That's still your job. And that hasn't fundamentally changed at all. Thanks for listening to The Unknown Knows. If this episode made you think or rethink, share it with a colleague or friend who's ready to level up their tradecraft. Subscribe for more short, sharp conversations about the art and science of professional judgment. Until next time, stay curious, stay grounded, and keep turning intelligence into impact.